Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start this morning. You'll probably feel comfortable in your puffy coat heading out the door. I'll show you how many more mornings will be in your freezing this week.
7 Durham schools will be closed today as employees voice their concerns over pay. It's the latest disruption for families and schools in the fight between staff and administration.
And pack your bags. It's time for a new adventure. We're just hours away of learning about a new international destination from right here at RDU.
Music's biggest stars were out to shine at the Grammys. The big winners and some of the most memorable moments of the big night. Taylor Swift took home a little bit of hardware. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. A lot to tell you about on this Monday morning as we get a new work week started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Monday here as we get going. Friday, we're talking about this early spring, that Groundhog Day.
Thing. Oh, yeah. What? All those groundhogs predicted that.
It's chilly out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with this cold start.
Yeah, you know, you can always tune in here and we'll have a more scientific look at it. But it's so much fun, you know, to think about what might happen for the rest of the winter. It's going to be interesting this week. It'll feel like winter for much of this week, and then it'll feel like spring this weekend, but some rain comes along with it. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills, and we're seeing a little bit of cloud cover this morning. Our temperatures are in the mid-30s, and we're seeing a wind just very lightly coming out of the north. There's a disturbance sitting to our south. It's sending some clouds our way this morning, but that's not going to last all day. Those clouds will begin to dissipate. That low is moving southward down into the Gulf of Mexico. That's going to take a lot of that cloud cover with it. There's rain down into South Carolina. None of that is headed our way, but we're close to that system, and that's why it's a little cloudy this morning. You'll see that when the sun comes up. It's chilly out there, though. 27 in Roxboro, 29 South Hill, 32 now in Goldsboro, 39 in Fayetteville. A little warmer down farther to the south. Our temperatures climb into the mid to upper 50s for this afternoon, and we'll see near normal temperatures all the way up until around Thursday. We warm up and turn a little wetter for the weekend. I'll show you what to expect coming up, Brian.
601 right now, Elizabeth. Some new information. We had a report of some sort of a road hazard out on I-40 around Wade Avenue. It looks like that call has cleared. Did want to show you the camera out there that traffic is building in both directions. Westbound traffic heading away from us there up the hill toward Harrison Avenue. No delays right now as you head between Raleigh out to the airport and into South Durham. Around the rest of the triangle, still looking fine on major routes with no trouble showing up on I-40 all the way through Wake, Durham, and Orange County.
Brian, thanks. More challenges for Durham Public Schools today. 7 schools will be closed as staff stage another protest over their concerns about pay. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from one of those schools, Moorhead Montessori. And Kelsey, this is another disruption for parents and students as the fight between staff and administration drags on.
Renee, there's just been so much back and forth over these past couple of weeks, and it's so ironic that this quote is outside of Moorhead Montessori. It says, "The time is always ripe to do right." And this morning, dozens of employees will be protesting for what they feel like is the right thing to do. Moorhead Montessori is one of 7 schools that will be closed today due to protests. This is a full list of all the schools here on your screen. The Durham Association of Educators is demanding 3 things during today's protests. No pay cuts in February, an explanation for why January paychecks didn't look like what they expected, and a work session. Parents like Travis Morrison support these employees, even though the school closures will cause some challenges.
Both me and my wife's work days will be compromised. We're going to reach out to other people in the community to try to share watching the kids and share time and get through it, you know. But it's not easy.
The school board will be meeting this Thursday, and that's likely the time when they're going to figure out how to move forward with this salary issue. And today's protest is scheduled for this morning at 10 o'clock at the DPS Fuller Building. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
We're working to learn more about a deadly crash on I-95. It happened on 95 North near exit 70 in Harnett County just before 11 o'clock last night. It forced the closure of the northbound lanes overnight. That road reopened just before 2 o'clock this morning. Happening today, the man accused of shooting and killing 2 women in Apex in a neighborhood there last month is due in court today. Harry Hardman is charged with murder in the deaths of Nancy Taylor and Gabrielle Raymond on January 15th. At his first court appearance the day after the killings, he was appointed a capital defender. Hardman is scheduled to be in a Wake County courtroom 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be there. We'll stay on top of this story and update you what happens in our later newscasts.
A bipartisan group of senators is working on legislation that would address the migrant crisis at the southern border and provide foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel. But the bill faces an uncertain future on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. If approved, the bill would give the federal government the power to significantly restrict illegal migrant crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The $118 billion deal would dramatically change immigration law for the first time in decades. It would include more than $20 billion to boost security and provide resources for new border policies. It would also give $60 billion in aid to Ukraine and $14 billion in aid for Israel. The House will vote this week on a standalone bill for aid to Israel.
An investigation is underway after three people were found dead in a motel room in Durham. It happened at this extended stay America off South Miami Boulevard. A cardiac arrest call came in around 10 Sunday morning. But when officers got there, they found three men dead in one room and a fourth man was taken to the hospital in critical condition. There's no official word on the cause of death at this point, but we do know foul play is not suspected. This is a disturbing situation that's left the community with a lot of questions.
I get it. You don't want to be in everybody's business, but something like that is a big deal, especially when there's so many kids. Like, there's so many kids that come out and hang out. You just don't know if it's something that you need to be careful of for your kids, or is this like an isolated thing that, you know, has nothing to do with anybody.
And police are waiting for the results of the autopsies. The people involved have also not been identified yet.
One person is dead after two vehicles crashed at an intersection in Fuquay Varina. This happened just before noon on Sunday at the intersection of Barefoot Road and West Academy Street. Police tell us a pickup truck and a car collided, causing both to overturn. We're working to learn more.
Today, we will find out the next international destination you'll be able to travel to flying out of RDU. WRL's Laura Levine joins us now. Laura, today's announcement, another in a series of new flights from the airport. So exciting.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Yes, very exciting. As we know, the growth here at RDU is taking off as we have this live look here. And so is the number of flights as the airport prepares to announce yet another international airline landing on the tarmac here. RDU officials will make this announcement today, revealing where the new destination will be. That is the big question. It was only a few months ago when Aeromexico was added to the long list of growing international services at RDU. Of course, we can't forget to mention the inaugural Air France flight from Paris to RDU and nonstop services to Frankfurt, Germany, which will begin this June. Now, the announcement today will make this RDU's 10th international destination. We'll learn more at a press conference, which begins at 10 a.m.
Laura, thanks. This morning, parts of California are under the threat of extremely dangerous flooding. Some people living there have been asked to leave that area. Over the weekend, Santa Rosa Fire and police crews responded to calls for fallen trees onto power lines and homes because of strong wind gusts. Officials warn people to avoid any unnecessary travel as roads are covered with debris.
For the next few days, there'll be overnight ramp closures onto I-40 in Garner. This lane closure is for the ramp from U.S. 70 West to I-40 West. Starts at 9 p.m. and ends at 5 a.m. Last night was the first night of the closure, and the weather permitting, this closure will be happening each night through Wednesday so workers can be out there to do their ground testing. It is part of the ongoing work to finish the I-540 project.
The Pentagon is assessing the damage from airstrikes on targets in Iraq and Syria. The new strikes that are happening as tensions rise in the region.
Also coming up, the memorable moments from the 66 Grammy Awards, from Celine Dion's surprise appearance to Taylor Swift making history, and the duet everyone will be talking about today.
And for the next several days, we'll see temperatures very close to normal. But once we hit the weekend, it warms up. But we'll also add some rain to the forecast. I'll show you how to plan around it coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
6:11, we're taking a live look at Goldsboro this morning. When the sun comes up, you'll see some cloud cover across parts of the region, especially from the Triangle area southward, including Goldsboro. But those clouds won't stick around too long. There's a low that's to our south that's moving away from us, and it will take those clouds with it, and we'll see some sunshine through the afternoon. It's a chilly start out there in most places. 28 in Lewisburg, 29 Tarboro and South Hill. We're close to freezing in Rocky Mount. It's 36 in Irwin, though, and 39 in Fayetteville. Walking the dogs this morning, yeah, that coat feels good. You know, the gloves on the hands of those chilly temperatures, but it'll be a nice afternoon with lots of sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 50s. It'll feel like it did over the weekend. Temperatures will stay near normal for the next little bit, but we do warm up over the weekend. It does come with a chance of some showers, though. We'll walk through it coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:12 right now as we take a look at traffic. Still looking fine around the Triangle. I check with Raleigh 911. They're not reporting any problems in Wake County. Also looking fine in Durham and Chapel Hill. We'll check in on that live camera at 147, the Durham Freeway at Alston Avenue this morning. Traffic heading away from us is northbound. What little traffic there is heading through downtown Durham there. Just a one-minute delay showing up on northbound 147 between 885 and I-85. Renee.
Brian, thanks. A team from the National Weather Service will be in Georgia today looking at damage from a possible tornado. Video from people who live near Valdosta appears to show a tornado on the ground there Sunday afternoon. The storm damaged several buildings and knocked out power in the area. No injuries have been reported.
Police in Denver are working to make an arrest after a shooting left two people dead and four others hurt. Authorities say a fight at a party late Saturday night escalated into gunfire. A 26-year-old and a teenager were killed. Police say the teenager was not part of the original fight.
Music's biggest night had it all. A long-awaited duet, a surprise appearance, and a history-making night for Taylor Swift. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with some of the memorable moments from Sunday night's Grammys. Ken, we have to talk about Fast Car.
Absolutely. And of course, one of the most memorable moments has got to be that highly anticipated duet between Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs.
I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, it felt like I was gone. City lights lay out before us, your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and
I can listen to that all morning long. The two sang Chapman's iconic 1988 hit, Fast Car, that Luke Combs covered in his recent album. Also, the night belonged to Taylor Swift, making history by winning Album of the Year for the fourth time for her album, Midnight. Then she announced her new album coming out in April called Tortured Poets Department. Clearly, it's all about the music for Swift.
For me, the award is the work. All I want to do is keep being able to do this. I love it so much. It makes me so happy. It makes me unbelievably blown away that it makes some people happy who voted for this award too. All I want to do is keep doing this. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do what I love so much.
When I say that I'm happy to be here, I really mean it from my heart.
Of course, Celine Dion actually presenting Swift with the Album of the Year Grammy. This was a surprise appearance on her part as she battled stiff person syndrome. And Jay-Z accepting the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award expressed his disappointment with the Grammys on behalf of his wife, Beyoncé. He lamented she has a record number of Grammys but never won Album of the Year. He asked the Grammys to fix that. But Renee, for me, it was all about Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman.
What a treat to see those two singers on stage together representing different generations, different genres. Tracy sounded fantastic. Oh. It's been several years since she performed. And I love the close-ups of Luke Combs where he would just kind of look over at and be like, am I really singing with Tracy Chapman? Such a cool moment.
Oh, I've been humming that song ever since.
Ken, thank you.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, there was some drama at the Grammys last night. Rapper Killer Mike was arrested. This is him. He was arrested across the street from where the Grammys was being held after getting into a physical altercation. He was arrested and booked on a misdemeanor battery charge. This is video circulating around the internet of him being taken away by officers. The 48-year-old was in the process of being released last night. He did win three Grammys, including Best Rap Album. He is set to appear in court later this month.
Inside a week now until the Super Bowl, and it's not just the players gearing up for the big game. Cheerleaders for the San Francisco 49ers, known as the Gold Rush, they are getting ready to bring their spirit to Las Vegas. But as today will show you this morning, these women are more than used to a different field, because when they put down their pom-poms between games, they are picking up full-time careers in things like finance, academia, science, just to name a few. It's a contrast Kelly, a Gold Rush member and neuroscientist, describes as pretty unique.
It is really incredible just to have that energy of game day and finding out we're going to the Super Bowl, and then to be at work at 8 a.m. the next morning just ready to go like nothing happened. It's just unlike anything.
Half day after the Super Bowl, maybe? Come on. Ahead on this morning today, the number one rule the members of the Gold Rush rely on as they juggle their careers with cheerleading. Today airs right here on WRAL after this newscast starting at 7 o'clock.
Well, clearly they have a lot on their plate. I did not realize that was not a full-time job those performers.
It's amazing what they do full-time.
I know. Well, it's our full-time job to get you ready for the day. Here's Elizabeth with what's ahead for our Monday.
It's going to feel very much like February. We're starting off with some cloud cover this morning, and it's cold out there with temperatures in the upper 20s to mid-30s. But it's a dry work week. We're going to see some sunshine this afternoon. We just have a disturbance that's to our south. It's moving away from us right now. We could climb into the 60s by Friday and continue that through the weekend at least. But we'll also have the potential for some rain over the weekend, potentially Friday night into Saturday, or maybe Saturday night into Sunday, the two models that we look at most closely. One has it Saturday, the other has it Sunday. So stay tuned if you have outdoor plans over the weekend, and we'll continue to fine-tune that as we get more runs of the computer models in over the next few days. In Goldsboro, it is dark right now, as well as Apex Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course Fayetteville right there at our newsroom on Hay Street. Let's talk a little bit about California. This has, of course, been in the national news. We're expecting this to roll through, so there's been at least a few days of notice for folks in California. But down here in Los Angeles, this is going to be the trouble spot where that cold front is. The low itself is moving up the coast, and then this whole system moves eastward across the country, producing some wintry conditions and then possibly some rain for us over the weekend, but nothing like what they're seeing here in California. So an atmospheric river is like the jet stream. We see the jet stream affect us from time to time, and we tend to get to that big pull of moisture coming out of the Gulf of Mexico for heavy rain for us. But of course, right here on the coast, this doesn't happen that often. We don't often see that band of moisture taking aim at Southern California. Southern California is typically a very dry place. So when you end up with as much as 10 to 15 inches of rain for this area, it can be catastrophic. There'll be a lot of damage and possibly some deaths that happen from this extreme flooding that has started yesterday and is likely to continue through Tuesday. Eventually that arrives here and we'll see some rain from it. Again, the question of how fast it arrives here will depend on whether we see that on Saturday or Sunday. In the meantime, we have a high pressure system to our south and a low up to our north and east. And you can see these tightly packed bands here, the white lines. The closer those are together, the breezier it will be. And we're looking at some breezy conditions for today and tomorrow. And then all that starts to pull out. But that will bring us some high fire danger for tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll see winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour and it'll be dry. So our southeastern counties do have high fire danger. The thing that you need to know about that is just to avoid any outdoor burning for tomorrow. Avoid it for today, too, if you can. After that, we start to see our temperatures creeping up a little bit. We're in the 60s over the weekend. Again, we'll be watching for the timeline for that rain, Brian.
6:20 right now, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. Still quiet around the triangle, not seeing any problems on our sensors in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. Do want to give you a heads up in Robeson County, just north of Lumberton. We're getting reports of a crash on 95 southbound, blocking one of the lanes there just before Highway 301. So if you're leaving Cumberland County, heading down into Lumberton there on 95 southbound, just want to keep that in mind. And here in the triangle, want to keep in mind that as you head out later this morning, you can hear this live newscast on the radio, along with our weather and traffic updates at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Brian, thanks. Republican governors from across the country say more needs to be done at the southern border. What they are saying after meeting in Texas for a firsthand look at what's happening there.
A Raleigh hero laid to rest. The ceremony to honor Lieutenant Raymond Harrell after he lost his battle with pancreatic cancer.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
Today's What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy for Flowers, but she wasn't happy with the audience during her live performance.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, she called the crowd out for not being into it quite enough. Listen to this.
Write my name in the sand. Why are you acting like you don't know this song?
Miley seemed to think they weren't enjoying themselves as she sang the song that went on to win Record of the Year. But by the end, Taylor Swift, Kylie Minogue, Oprah, everybody was enjoying it.
Come on. It was like one of the summer's biggest hits. Everybody knows the verses, but maybe some were just like, I don't want to, you know, look like I do. I know it, you know.
Miley being
it's an
Miley.
Earworm.
Well, she's spicy.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's quite a performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And Fantasia wowed the Grammys with her performance in memory of Tina Turner. Yeah, that's Proud Mary, Fantasia singing there as part of the show's In Memoriam segment. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fantastic. I mean, talk about, you know, the In Memoriams, they come around every year at the show, and you're like, you set aside that, goodness, that's right, Tina Turner died mm-hmm. this year. But Greensboro native, you know, claimed Fantasia, North Carolinian, showing out.
Great to see. Brian, thank you. Spotify is signing a new multi-year deal with Joe Rogan. The company says the new deal will let Rogan's podcast be distributed to other platforms. The Joe Rogan Experience has consistently been the number one podcast around the world. The show's attracted its share of controversy as well, coming under fire during the pandemic for Rogan's skepticism about COVID-19. Spotify says Rogan's podcast will be available on Apple, Amazon, and YouTube.
We're expecting big news today from RDU International Airport, where you're looking live right now. The announcement that's coming later this morning that'll add another nonstop travel destination.
And we do have some cloud cover out there this morning. There's a low pressure system down to our south. It's moving away from us. It's going to take the clouds and the rain with it. We'll be left with a cool afternoon. I'll show you coming up. 7 Durham public schools will be closed today as more staff members are protesting their ongoing pay concerns. This is a live look at one of the schools that will be closed. WRL's Kelsey Coffey breaks down the key issues behind this latest disruption to school operations.